Good morning. Thank you for calling MX Health. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Yes, I receive and have received for several years the OMAX 3, and I just love it. My husband would like to start on the OMAX 3 as well, so that will take a separate mailing and so forth.
Okay.
A separate order.
Okay.
Pardon?
I said okay. I'm happy to
Alrighty.
Pull up your account. Can I have your
uh-huh.
name?
Doris Rapp, R-A-P-P.
All right, Ms. Rapp, what was your shipping address?
8 Stone Ridge Drive, Huntington, Indiana, 46750.
I do apologize, Ms. Rapp, just getting your orders pulled up.
Sure, sure. What I like about it is that it's hard for me to swallow large pills, and rather than the OMAX 3 being fat in the middle, they're more cylindrical and they go down better.
Yes, they do. There it goes. I was about to say, I don't know what's going on here. But, Ms. Rapp, I do thank you for your patience. I do show you, I don't know why, but this did pull up an account from 2014. Let me see.
I've been taking it for quite some time, yeah.
Yeah, but that's actually the last order I show.
Did you have any... gosh, no. I've been receiving it regularly. Well, now, we had moved 5 years ago, so it was under a different address at that time
mm-hmm.
on Hitsfield Street.
Yeah, that's what come up with your name. Did you have any, let's see, let me try with the phone number. Did you have any phone number on your account?
Probably the landline, which was 260-359-1372. That was the landline. This is my, we have sort of done away with the landline in that the landline number was transferred to my husband's cell phone number, and I have a different cell phone number.
Well, that's cool. I didn't even know you could do that.
Yes. It's great because my husband's a minister, and literally thousands of people know us. And if we had to let everybody know we changed our number, that would have been impossible.
Yes, it would have. And I do thank you for your patience, Ms. Doris. I show exactly what it is here that I couldn't pull up the 8 Stone Bridge Drive. There's one with your first name of D-O-R-I-S, and the other one is D-O-R-R-I-S.
No, there's just one R.
Okay.
But they may have spelled it wrong at some point along the way. It's still 8 Stone Ridge Drive. And
yes,
I do get my order regularly.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just getting the most recent at this point loaded for you.
Okay.
Hmm. Okay, cool. Now here we go. For real this time. So I do show you down for still our MX3, the Ultra Pure. Looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't mind me to ask, Ms. Rapp, because we've had a few concerns with our Ultra Pure in the more recent months. When is the last time you got your shipment?
I would have to, I'll have to take a minute and go see if it's on the box. Would it be on the box?
Should be.
I don't remember.
A shipping date. I was
Hang on.
Okay.
Do you need it?
Well, no.
Do you need
not,
me to get it?
No, it's not necessary. No,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay. Right.
I was just kind of curious because I don't show any email down for you here either. We had been notifying our customers around about the beginning of the year or so. We had a batch of the Ultra Pure that was had an ingredient migrating to the outer shell. And we had to scrap that batch. So we're waiting a new supply to come in, which is any day now. Honestly, it was said to be by the first here in October. So we're still waiting for notification that our warehouse has the Ultra Pure product.
Okay. So I shouldn't use what's left in the other box?
Oh, no. Yeah, you can definitely use it. I mean, the product's fine. There's nothing at all wrong with it. I'm sorry I didn't elaborate on that. What this was is a ratio of the ingredients were changed, not the ingredients themselves, but the ratio change did cause one of those ingredients to migrate to the outer shell. It would give like a little white powder forming on it. And, I mean, it was safe. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
But a lot of our longtime customers didn't like that. So we had to scrap on short notice and then make a whole batch of products. So that's what we're waiting on.
Oh, okay. Well, then you could send my husband's out in that new batch, and when I'm ready for another batch, why, that would be fine.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't see anything in the capsule that looks different to online.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, and that was the thing, though, you see. It wasn't in every single shipment. Yeah, just an odd reaction there.
Do you want my email address?
If you would like to provide it, be more than happy to take that.
Okay, Doris Rapp, one R, DORISRAPP, at comcast.net.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And what would be the best phone number to contact you back to have this order placed when we get it back in stock?
Probably mine, because my husband leaves his cell phone all over everywhere. You never get it.
You
know, there, so 260-388-1942 is the my cell phone number.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Ms. Robles. And quick question, for your husband's supply of the Omax 3 Ultra Pure, were you wanting him on the same subscription you are, were you wanting a one-time sale?
You mean you would just double up the amount and it would come in at the same time? Is that what you mean, or what do you mean?
Yes, we could do that. How many boxes was he wanting to get?
Well, he was wanting to get it regularly so that he could take it every day.
Of course.
Usually there's, what, four or five boxes, whatever is in my usual shipment is sufficient to until the next 3 months supply comes in.
Wonderful. Okay, well, when we contact you back, I'll place him down that he's wanting the same thing you have.
Right. And his name is William.
Okay, for Mr. William. All righty, Ms. Rapp. Well, I do thank you for your patience. I have everything submitted. I did send that on over to upper management. So as soon as we get that back in stock, and again, it should be like any second now.
Right, right.
You'll be getting a contact back to have that order placed.
Okay. So you will call or what? Or email me?
I do believe since they would be contacting you to place the order, it would be by phone. I do know if they cannot reach you, they will then leave a voicemail, and they will also reach out by email.
Okay, all right, because tomorrow I'm having a house full of company, and I may not answer the phone every time. Yeah.
Okay, that's understandable. We'll be leaving you a message as well. So if you happen to miss the call, you can just call back, and at that, you would know we have it back in stock.
Okay, good.
All righty, Ms. Rapp. Well, look, I do thank you so much for calling OMAX. I hope you have a great day.
You as well. Bye now.
Thanks. Bye.